This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Hello everyone, welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anioji and I am back again this week with another guest, and we are going to discuss something amazing like we always do on this show. Today we want to talk about something thought-provoking. It concerns our tribe, you know, our communities, our social groups, all right? So we want to look at finding your tribe. We want to look at the strategies for building support networks to help you thrive. I have the tribe king on the show, the tribe master on the show today. So we all know the importance of surrounding ourselves with like-minded individuals who uplift, inspire, and support us in our journey through life. But how do we go through finding our tribe? How do we find these people? How can we build meaningful connections and create communities that truly understand and nurture us? So that is what we'll be looking at today. We have a special guest. Well, all my guests are special, aren't they? So we have another special guest on the show. And he's going to share his experiences, hopefully, and practical strategies that will help us navigate this process, right? So welcome on the show, Bethel. Thank you for joining me on the show today.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Ozioma. I am very, very glad. Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me to this wonderful show. I really appreciate you so much. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you for being here. I'm glad you're here. All right. So today we want to look at finding your tribe. This is actually a very, very exciting topic. The reason is there is this buzzword. Everybody online is talking about communities. Are you in this community? Are you in that community? So how do we find the communities that we should belong? Should you just start joining anybody and everybody? So we are going to look at all of that. But before we delve into the conversation, I want to know who Bethel Onye Maechi is. What has he been up to currently? What has he achieved? What is he planning to achieve? You know all those amazing things, right? So tell us all. I want to hear, and I'm sure listeners will also want to hear like that. So it's over to you.
Okay. All right. So, well, Bethel is one small guy that is doing a whole lot.
I don't believe Let
me use that. One small person online that is doing really a whole lot, because I must say that I've really done a whole lot, because sometimes people want to be so humble that they don't want to talk about
it. Yeah, I tell people, blow your trumpet, please.
And they only want to talk about their good deeds and all they've done over time. But, well, yeah. We won't be far. Bethel is an online entrepreneur. I am a coach, an online coach. For the past years, I have done a whole lot of businesses online. I know strategies and steps to, you know, make results when it comes to leveraging online, especially social media. And this is what I've done over time, and I've helped a whole lot of persons, you know, achieve so many results online. I'm a personal development enthusiast. I love engaging in how people become their better selves, and go out of my way to make sure that people are impacted positively. Yeah, because there are negative impacts actually. I am someone who loves to influence people positively at every slight opportunity I get, and this has been my drive over the years. Back then, 2015, I started leading an organization, a youth organization, Hopes of Africa, where I served as the community youth mobilizer. It was a national body, we were in six different states. Our headquarters then was in the Ogun State. So our branch in Aba, I was then the community youth mobilizer. And at a point, I served as a fellowship coordinator, and then I served as a chapter coordinator. So over these years, I've gathered a whole lot of firsthand experiences, what it means to impart young persons and gear them into strategic engagements where they produce results for themselves and, you know, become their better selves. A lot of actually today, we are doing fine because it was actually a process for me to growing up and then having all those experiences. I'm actually a seasoned content creator also. I create good content. I coach people in content creation, and this is something I've done over the years. I had a good experience in blogging. So content creation is one of my strengths when it comes to online. I run an online academy called SOCAP, School of Content and Audience Building. So currently I'm a student. I know most persons do not believe me, but some persons do not believe that I'm still a student. Yes, I'm still a student. I gained admission into Michael Obora University of Agriculture, UMA here. Yeah, so currently my graduate level. And I'm writing my exams. I'm still in exams. Yeah, so
we dragged you out. My God.
That's the deal, to make impact at every slight opportunity. I must have sacrificed time, pleasure, and all of that to make sure I do this. So it is something I really enjoy, actually. And then studying computer engineering, I'm also practicing. I have worked with several tech companies. Currently, I work with Dragnet and Jamp. Yeah, I work as a central technical personnel. I've worked with Jamp for over 5 years. So it's been all about growth, development.
It's safe to say you wear a lot of hats.
Somehow. And it's been an amazing journey also. So I am a person I'm driven with passion. Anything that has to do with growth, personal development. I'm also a kingdom diplomat. Yeah, I must not forget to say that. I'm an ardent kingdom diplomat. I'm so obsessed with godly activities. And then that drives me. So these are my drives. Okay, so
I didn't make any mistake when I said we had a special guest on the show today. I never missed a word when I said that. It's amazing to have you, Better. Thank you for being here. It's really great to have you on the show. From everything you've said and from all of your experiences, the fact that you've worked with people, you've worked with organizations, both online and offline, and you have a community, an academy that you run yourself. So building support groups and networking has been a thing that you are conversant with. And I am excited that you're going to share all of that experience with us today. So I'm going to stop talking so that you take over. And so how do we find our tribe? What are the strategies for building support networks that will help us thrive? You are the tribe king. So we're here to learn.
Okay. So it's going to be an amazing session, I hope, and a very fast one also. Okay. So finding our tribe and the strategies to build a support network. So many persons don't really count. This is very necessary, because I think this is the most important thing everyone should do, not just online, but as far as life is concerned. I tell most of my audience and students that, listen, no man is an island, okay? And if you really want to thrive very fast, if you really want to scale up very fast, and then do things more productively with less stress, then what we are about to discuss is something you must have to take very, very seriously, because this is something most persons are neglecting. Okay, finding your drive and a support system is a fast way to rise. Even if a lot of heavy winds come blowing you and want to uproot you from whatever it is, you know, if you don't have a support system, you're going to stagger, possibly you're going to fall, and then you find it very hard to rise up again. I take my time to tell people that in as much as everybody is trying to thrive, in as much as everybody is trying to be in the spotlight, don't neglect building a support system. Don't neglect engaging or belonging to a community or a tribe. If you don't find one that share common goals or common interests, build one yourself. Okay? If you don't find one, build one yourself. Don't just be a man who has no support system. Don't be a person who does not value people, who does not value network, who does not value community. Okay, I'm talking out of experience, actually. Something happened of recent. It challenged me financially. It challenged me a lot financially that at a point, I was speaking with a friend of mine. She asked me one question. Does it mean that there's nobody in your circle that can really give you this fund? And that question really took me aback. She didn't know. She just left me a whole lot of thoughts. And then I started doing a transcendental meditation, like, you know, this kind of reflection. I started asking myself.
Keep you up at night.
I looked up and I looked down. I told myself, guy, you've known a lot of persons. Doesn't mean that there's nobody you can call at this point. And then it dawned on me that I had connections that I've not really. I thought I had exhausted my options. But then that was when I started discovering that are people I've not reached out to. It was just one single call that solved the whole problem. Just one call. One Abuja connection. So I was now asking myself, what if I don't have this person in my circle? Because she came as a client, actually, for branding. I have an agency that does social media branding and all of that. So she came as a client. So that was 3 years ago, actually, 2020. So the first thing she said to me was this. I have not forgotten. I never forget it. She said, but Theoda, I don't want us to have this client relationship, okay, this hit and run relationship. I want us to have a close work relationship that is beyond pay me, I do your work and you go. This was the first thing she said to me, and it really changed my motive towards approaching prospects or clients online. And then she was the one actually that I called when it got to my neck. I called her. I told her, look at what I need money for, and it's really, really late. I just need help. She didn't utter a word. She asked me for my account. She has my account number. She didn't even ask. She said, okay, she was going to wire me. In less than 2 minutes, I got the alert. And then I reached out to some of my friends too. They did, in fact, it was just like two, three persons. I had that money enough to the extent that I had, from the money I got, I had to render help to some other persons who needed help.
Excess.
So this is what this is why I'm telling this story. This is what a support system can do for somebody. Okay.
Yeah.
If you are somebody who is always walking alone, be careful. The Bible says, when you think you are standing, say, take heed lest you fall.
Take heed lest you fall.
Because people can easily push you. People can easily kick you down. And then once you're down and you cannot stand up again, you find it very difficult. But when you have a tribe, when you have a community, easily hold you. And then, you know, be your support system, be your pillar. So this is one aspect of life that is very, very necessary. It's beyond social media. It's beyond the online business. It's beyond online whatever, endeavor, engagement. It's a real life approach. It's actually a real life approach. So when you understand it this way, it's still going to help you do more online, all right? Because I tell people, what you do online is a reflection of who you are. That is just that. I know some persons come online, they fake it, they do all of that, but however, people will still get to know who you are in reality. Basically, jump to what we have, finding your tribe and strategies to build a support network. So first of all, we have to understand what a tribe is, all right? So a tribe is used to define a small group of persons or people who are bound together by strong ties. Now, I love the word bound together, okay? Now, that means there is a close connection, a close bound that is existing between you and this person, all right? They are bound together by strong ties, okay? Who are having the same goals, pursuits, who speak the same language, who share the same ideas and belief system. Okay, so this is what we call a tribe, okay? If you find yourself in a place where what you're talking is not what they are talking. Your belief system is quite different.
Right.
Their belief system, then you're in the wrong place. That's not your tribe. That's not where you belong. A tribe, one of the characteristics of a tribe is that everyone who is involved, everyone who is a member, have the same belief system. They are sharing common goals. They are sharing common interests. They are sharing the same ideas. So that's what a tribe is. And then you have to understand that this is way beyond hobby. This is not hobby. Okay? Anybody can have the same hobby with you, but they don't have the same ambition in life with you. I can love reading, and then someone else loves reading. It does not mean we are headed the same way. It does not mean we are sharing a common interest, because maybe I'm reading a book about wealth and he's reading a book about lifestyle or relationship. So hobby in this aspect is not a determinant in finding your tribe. Hobby stays out. Okay, because you know hobby is about emotions. Okay, but when you're talking about finding your tribe, tribe is all about your goal, your main interest, your purpose, being purpose in front, intentions. You become intentional when you're finding your tribe. You're not led by emotions, you are led by intentions. Because purpose is not led by emotions. Purpose is geared towards is geared mainly by intentions. All right. So hobbies is not really in the description, it's not in the picture when you're finding your tribe. So which implies that tribes are held by ideas, goals, values, purpose, belief systems. So the moment someone begins to contribute things that are outside this belief system, the person is slacking, the person is leaving that tribe automatically, the person is driving away. So one thing that holds a tribe is that they must believe one system or purpose. They are targeting one thing actually. So this is very important. This is very, very important when you're trying to find your tribe. And before you do so, you just have to consider one of the most important factors in finding your tribe, and that is you, your personality, yourself. That is yourself, because you are the main thing. Okay, finding your tribe is about you, is about your purpose, is about your personal development, is about smashing goals. Okay, so first of all, you ask yourself questions. What are the things you cherish in life? What are the things you value? What is your value system? What is your belief system? What are the things that gear up your interests? What kind of person are you? What are the things you find interesting? Answering these questions is going to give you a clear-cut direction to know where you belong and places where you're not supposed to belong, tribes where you're supposed to belong and tribes where you're not supposed to belong. It's going to give you an edge in even choosing your own friends. Okay, it's going to give you an understanding of circles you're supposed to belong to and circles you're not supposed to belong to. So if you can answer the question of who am I and what are the things you cherish, it becomes very easy for you to spot the kind of persons who are sharing common goals and interests with you, and then you know where you to belong. And then you also ask yourself the question of purpose. First of all is, who am I? What are the things I cherish? What's my personality? And then you also ask yourself, that is the second factor in finding your tribe, is what exactly am I pursuing? And that is a question of purpose. What exactly am I pursuing? What goal am I, do I intend to smash? What's the target? What's the end point? What's the target line? Okay, what am I pursuing? Question of purpose. So if you can answer these two questions, one, who am I? What's my personality? Second, what's the purpose? What am I pursuing? Then the third one, which is very, very important, is what am I looking for in a tribe? What am I looking for in a tribe? But this is very important, because if you're not looking for anything in a tribe, then you don't have to join one. Okay, some persons join communities because they need people to give accounts to. They need someone who can hold them accountable. Okay?
Yeah.
Persons join tribes to engage themselves in certain challenges that would bring out the best in them.
Mm-hmm.
Some persons lack motivation, so they feel like they need to join communities where people are actively engaging in activities that would motivate them to do more. Okay, some persons want to smash certain goals and they feel like, okay, I just have to join this community or this circle of persons to make sure that I set a goal and I smash it. Okay, so it's very, very important. In fact, whether online or offline, joining communities, finding your tribe is very, just like I've said before, it's very, very essential, very, very important, very, very important. It helps you stay accountable, okay? It makes you engage the more, okay? Productivity is only a result of engagement. When you engage more, you produce more. They hold you accountable. You are open to more challenges. You gain motivations, and then they help you smash certain goals. Okay, so I made up some action plans actually that can help anyone who wants to, you know, find his or her tribe very, very fast, or build an online community or a support network to help him or her thrive very fast, whether your brand, your business, your personal life. Okay, so one here is you have to join group and communities that align with your interests. If you are passionate about, you know, outdoor activities, then you just have to find groups. It's everywhere. If you are leveraging social media, that is Facebook, LinkedIn, or any online community, you just have to just make your research, search for communities or groups of persons who share like-minded interests. Okay, when I started out very intentionally 6 months ago, the first thing I did was join some communities. Yeah, first of all, I joined Head Start Africa, owned by John Obidi. Joined Building Influential Brands by Blessing Okebe. I joined some writer group. I joined some motivational and business groups. I love, just like I've said before, I love personal development.
Yeah.
And that is what Head Start Africa will help me get, okay? Because I'm into branding. And then I joined Building Influential Brand owned by Blessing Okebe. So, and because I'm into online business too, I am a marketer. I'm into affiliate marketing. I sell digital products. I create digital products also. I joined the Niger Brand Chic NBC tribe.
Yeah.
You know, because I was able to state my purposes and the reason for...
It was easy to find the tribes to join.
It was easy to find them. It was very, very easy to find. I was not just scrolling and Googling and, you know, searching, just making random searches to see. I can just join anyone thinking, no, because I knew the things I wanted. So I just went straight to them, joined them, and since then it's been very amazing. So, and they contributed wholly to some of the results I've been getting online. 6 months actually, but I've made a whole lot of results. So you join groups that share your interest and connect with people who are there. Okay, this is most important. This is why I have to bring this one. You connect with people who are in that group.
That group. Reason,
reason is, I think it has just done a lot of jobs for you. You don't have to start looking for people and start trying to get people in conversation to know the kind of persons they are. No. Let's take, for instance, I joined a group of people who are into branding. At least 70% of people in this group are people who are also into branding, or who have an interest into branding, or who wants to learn branding, or in fact, it should be around branding. So I already know that connecting with people means connecting with people of like minds. It becomes very, very easy to build your circle of friends. And then before you know it, you've built a whole lot of friends. So move to the next one. That is volunteer. And that is volunteering. Volunteering is really, really underrated. You see, in this online space, especially online space, volunteering is really, really underrated. Everybody wants to be at the head top. In fact, if you are someone who understands growth process and understands what volunteering can do for you, you discover that one way to rise quickly is to volunteer. And the reason for that is it opens you up for opportunities. Volunteering helps you become even more productive, because when you are assigned to do something and you'll be held accountable, you discover that on no account did you fail. Okay, it's just like you being a steward freely. You're not looking out for any, actually you're not looking out for results, but then you are intentionally doing this thing because you know that it will aid your growth process. And one thing about volunteering that I've understood over time, because I've done so many volunteerings, gives you access to people easily. volunteering gives you access to people very, very easily. If you want to connect with people who are top experts, industry experts, who are influencers, just look for a way to volunteer for them. That is just one quick way to gain access to them. I've done it over time and it has worked. So the thing is, volunteering is really, really underrated. If you want to connect with anybody, look for anything they are organizing, anything they want to do, ask them that you want to volunteer for them. Really, if you can do that, you will break into circles very, very easily. And another thing is this, when you are volunteering for people, other co-volunteers too become also your support network. You can easily connect with people who are also volunteering for maybe the same event, the same whatever summit. You connect with also the volunteers there. And you get to meet a whole lot of new persons who are also interested in this thing you are interested in. So the next one is, this one people find it very, very difficult, but it's very, very necessary, is to attend social events. Social event. I struggled with this one a whole lot. But then, courtesy of intentionality and purpose, I broke out by force and by fire. So I am this kind of person. I'm introverted by nature. Okay. I'm a very shy type. In fact, I don't know if I'm still shy now. But I'm so shy that I hardly even greet my relatives, my cousins.
Wow.
It got to that extent. And in fact, greeting people was really a big deal. Sometimes when we travel, when I was very younger, when we traveled home and then we'll get to our place, I'll just lock myself indoors. My cousins will find me, they ask me, "Oh, God, say, what is your problem? You just come home, you lock yourself indoors. Are you, what is your problem? Oh, God, come out." And it's until then that you will see me outside. Seriously, they'll be the ones to come drag me outside and then we'll go, you know, see the village league and all of that. But personally for me, I remember one time, one of my cousins, she dragged me out so that we could go see someone. And then the person is also my relative, my cousin.
Mm.
So they stay in Lagos, so they came back for Christmas. And then when we got to their house, you know now, ladies, you know how you ladies behave? They ran and hugged themselves. So I stood back. and I faced and these two persons, these two ladies, they are very beautiful ladies. So I just looked down. And then the person who came to visit now observed, she now asked me a question. I don't forget this occurrence, seriously. She now asked me a question. She said, my human name is Odiwoma. She now called me Odiwoma. Have we greeted? I said, yes. She now said, when? She now said, when? I said, Anyemurilanya Kele. She said, I don't know what got into me that day. I was so shy that I could not even greet her. For what? If sometimes when my uncles come home, I can't even go to greet them. I have this, I don't know if I should call it a priority complex, but you know, over time, when purpose runs on you and then you discover that hey, a lot of things is resting upon you, just have to.
Yeah, true.
I broke out by force. Prayers helped. That is why I tell people, engage. You know, this thing I tell people, volunteering. Let me say it again. Volunteering is underrated. Volunteering is really, really underrated. Volunteering will make you engage. It will put you into task that you don't have to fail. So one of the ways to break out and build yourself circle of friends, maybe support system or network, is to volunteer and then attend social events. This one is not a matter of you being introverted or being a shy person or being so reserved. Okay, I have to go to social events, attend summits, attend conferences. This will open your eyes to some realities. Yeah, meet people, network with people, exchange ideas. Okay, I know it can be very quite challenging, really, but it's very results yielding and productive. As far as this issue of discussion is concerned, okay, attending social events cannot be neglected. Okay, when you go there, you find people who have the same drive, who have the same interest, who have the same purpose, you connect with them, okay? Network with people, exchange contacts. Having a support system becomes very, very easy. When you must have attended like 2-3 events, even that shyness will break out. Engage yourself. In as much as you're shy, in as much as you are weak or you don't like being, you're so reserved, just find something and engage yourself. You discover that while you are doing that thing, the way you would overcome, you break out from the limitation of being shy or having inferiority conflicts or stage fright will just leave you on. You won't even know when it leaves you. So attend social events and make the first move. Whether it's initiating a conversation with a friend, a co-worker, asking someone for a call session or whatever, just take the first step. Okay, take the first step. Reach out to people. Just like you reached out to me in my DM, hello, Bethel. Yeah. I discovered that. I said, okay, wow, this is something I would love to engage myself to. And here we are today. It has bettered this podcast. So it is because you made the first move, right? So this is what this will help us gain. Just like you and I now, I know that we've become friends and maybe probably we'll have another session together, maybe somewhere else. Host summits together, and sometimes I can even host you in one of my webinars. So this is how to build yourself connections. Okay, connections. So make the first move, take the first step. Sometimes even host that event. If you're someone who loves personal development events, you love podcasts, take the first step, host it, have the first experience. Even if it doesn't go well, no problem, do this one again. Before you know it, you've already started building. And one thing about this thing is, when you host an event or a summit or a podcast, whatever, and invite someone who people know, okay, who people know or who people follow, what is that? It creates this value on you, and it's going to attract people who follow the same people to you. And this is how to build an online community, actually, or people do not know. This is how to build an online community. This is how to build followers, is how to build influence, actually. So it's always about take the first move. Okay, do it. Don't always wait for people to come to you. Don't always wait for a perfect time. There's no perfect time anywhere. Just like I said before, if you can't even find the right tribe to join, start building one for yourself. Build one. Another thing is prioritize relationship. This is very, very important. Prioritize relationship. Relationship is one thing that will build a tribe for yourself or a support system. If you are someone who values people, someone who values people, who value the gift of men in your life, you're going to go very far. In fact, it will be very difficult for people to hunt the gift of men. So value relationship. There is something I do. I've done it over time and it has really worked. As a graphic designer, anytime someone wants to host an event, sometimes, not every time, and it is somebody I admire and I would love to build a relationship or have a relationship with the person, okay, a close relationship, I might volunteer to design the volunteer flyer or the event flyer for them. I've done this over and over again. Their best days, I can just decide to send them airtime. Maybe they don't know me, but I'll look for a way to get number, and then during their best days, I just send them airtime and then forward them text. If the person is someone who values relationship, the person is going to reach out to you. Hey, hello, I call your text message. Thank you very much. Thank you for celebrating my birthday. And you know that the person, I was actually the one who sent you the 1,000 naira airtime. Thank you for all the values you've been giving out online. Thank you for the impact. Thank you for the person will be like, wow. You see, it's
exactly.
Value. If you value relationship, these things are not really hard. Okay, it's just that some of us don't prioritize them. If you value relationship, any little thing can open access to you. Any little thing. Okay, let me tell you, the woman that actually came through for me, that stays in Abuja, the one I told you I had a relationship with, the work relationship that sent me the money, that solved the problem. During childhood, they wanted me to design a book, notebook cover, and they just a souvenir for them and all of that. So I told them, okay, this is going to be my contribution to your child education. I designed everything free of charge. And all the way from Abuja, I received three jotters and one because they started a chinchin business for the child. So I designed the chinchin label, the branding. I designed it. From Abuja, I got three jotters and one big container of chinchin.
Wow.
So it's been like that. So sometimes during her birthday, I send her airtime. She's a millionaire. Well, I just said that airtime because I'm prioritizing the relationship. And do you know that from that woman, I've got a branding job, a logo job from her friend?
I mean, you'll be the first person she thinks about job comes.
Seriously, once they know anything about branding or design, it's just better that comes to their mind.
True.
And she's a public speaker. She's also a public speaking coach. Because I'm an affiliate marketer and I know that digital courses sell very well. I called her one day on phone. I told her, "Ma, you're missing a lot of money. Okay, why not record your training, package them as a digital product, and let's start selling it online so you can leverage affiliate marketers to sell your products for you."
Sure.
And then I gave her an idea. As we're speaking currently, she has packaged the course. She's just designing her sales page now. She was very, very happy that I gave her that idea. The idea alone, I know how much it's worth, but I gave her for free. So you can see that relationship. If you want to build a tribe that will be like a support system to you, then you must value relationship. You must not always consider yourself every time. And the truth about the matter is, there is just a thin line between self-esteem and pride.
True.
There is also a very thin line between self-love and selfishness. Sometimes people discuss saying is self-love.
Self-love,
but it's the other way around. What a tribe will help you achieve is this: if you are able to break into a tribe or build yourself a tribe or find a community, this is what is going to help you achieve. One is going to help you improve your skills. It's going to improve your skills, your communication skills, whatever, anything you are engaged in is going to help you improve your skills. It's going to help you shorten the distance between you and your purpose. It's going to help you achieve purpose very, very easily. It's going to help you get the right role models for yourself. It's going to help you get the right role models for yourself. It's going to help you in your personal growth journey. I spoke in a group of people who are doing reading challenge. They set a target. If you fail to hit the target for the day, you will pay a fine.
Wow.
You pay a fine, yes. So you see, these things will help your personal growth. It's going to task you. It's going to put pressure on you. It's going to make you focus. And it's going to lessen your distractions. It's going to lessen your distractions so that you can pay more attention and focus on things that will help you become more productive. And so it's going to help you emotional also. Yeah, emotional support. I cannot overlook that one. Emotional support, it's there also. But I know sometimes the moral support goes a long way too.
Yeah, sure.
So it's also going to help you and it's stress relief. So if you have a community, if you have a support system, and then you want to carry out a task, you can share it, divide it amongst them, and then they'll help you. Because during their own times, you also help them.
Yeah.
So if they become like a support system to you, they help you carry a whole lot of burdens for yourself. So it is very, very important. And the advice I would have to give is, truth is, don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. All right? Try new things. Try new things. Make the effort to try new things and connect with people. I just remember something now that made me smile. See, some of these people will think they are the great leaders, top industry experts, the influencers. Yeah. Some of them are not too rigid. They are open.
Mm-hmm.
Just like at them online, you feel like, this person is going to be so... I know a lot of persons that come to my DM. And when they send me good mornings, I'll be like, "Hey, how are you doing? How was your day?" They'll be like, "Sir, why are you being so friendly?" I'm like, I don't understand. Should I be mean?
You know, human.
It's just like the way you and I, we are chatting over the Hilda contest, right?
Yes.
So we're like going to break record and all of that. So there are some persons that feel like this person is going to be mean. I know someone that wrote something on during my birthday. She posted my picture on my birthday. She wrote, I reached out to him thinking he was going to be very mean. He was going to stop me. But I was surprised. I read that. I said, well, okay, maybe it has been a system that has been occurring over time that has lasted. Maybe people, some of these top coaches or experts, was very mean. But it should not be so. But the truth is, people that are out to are very open people. It's just that people think, you just think they are like that. And you've not tried reaching out to them. So if you just try, make the first step, okay? Make the first step. And another thing is very, very important, okay? Don't neglect the place of personal development. This one is very, very important. In fact, it is the quickest way to break into any circle.
Mm-hmm.
Personal development. Build up yourself, okay? Be a value dispenser, okay?
Mm.
Let every point when people meet you, they don't leave without learning a new thing from you. They don't leave without any new information that's going to impact them positively. This is something that I've made it the principle. I've made it the principle for me. We can chat or engage in a conversation, be it physically or online, and I don't drop a new something for you to learn, or I don't challenge you. Except for the facts where maybe that conversation or engagement is for me. I just want to learn from you. I just want to learn so that I pay attention and I learn. But if you are people of persons of the same like mind, and then we're just engaging in conversation, I must drop value. Every slight opportunity, I must drop value. And one thing about online space is people are noticing, people are watching, people know. At this point that when you've built yourself, when you've learned a lot, when you've grown over time, those persons you think you cannot have access to, they will be the ones to come to you. And then you build that relationship with them. The first time I got a message from Val Okafor, I was like, wow. Because this is a guy I've always admired. Really. This is the guy I've always admired. The guy is wow. During my birthday, in fact, there was traffic on Facebook timeline. People were wondering what was happening. So Val was the first to send me a message. See, what growth cannot... what's the right word to put it now? What growth cannot do does not exist.
I knew you were going there.
Seriously. Yeah. What growth cannot do does not exist. As far as this personal development is online, go to influence, impact, being a thought leader, just grow. Grow in knowledge, grow in skills, grow in communication, grow in relationship. True. Just grow. Just look for every medium to grow. That thing you're looking for up will find you down. It will find you. You just see yourself. I learned something from Onyejemezi. When you find it very hard to connect with the big sharks in the river, he said, just take a container, go to the river, scoop some water, dig your own well, and pour it there. He said, start being the king in your own pool. Over time, sharks will find you there. And it happened to me practically.
True.
It happened to me. Because if you're trying to compete to, you know, knock horns with the big sharks in the river, they will feed on you. They will feed on you. So the best thing is, when you find it very difficult, go there, scoop water, and be the king of your river. Very soon, grow there, grow your pool, expand your pool with time. Very soon, the sharks will come find you. It's as easy as that. So if you want to build a tribe for yourself, people who are like minds, first of all, be that thing you want to find. Be that thing you are finding. Be it. Be it, first of all. All right? So it is when you are contributing these values, people automatically self will still find you. They will make their way to you, in as much as you are looking to join a tribe or a community that have like minds. People who are like minds will also, they are also looking for you the same way you are looking for them. So you guys will meet at the junction. Yeah.
I've been writing though. My book is full.
Wow.
I've been writing. It's so value-packed and it's so relatable, because this is actually what we experience every day. The stories you shared, they are so relatable. So I've just been nodding like, I'm telling you. Wow, thank you so much, Bethel. This is, I'm not asking any question. I don't want to spoil this soup. I'm not asking any question. because you touched everywhere, and I loved how you started. If you can't find one, build one. Yeah. If you can't find one, there's no excuse. Build one. Be a person of value. Be the person that attracts what you desire. And I loved how you hinted on growth. Like, is the, they'll say it's the pata pata of them all. It is growth. Everything hinged on growth. Everything is hinged on it. If you keep growing, the big sharks, like you said, will find you. Wow, thank you. This is amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been impactful. I love it. I love the fact that you addressed a lot of things. You addressed volunteering. You addressed growth. You addressed improving yourself, engaging. This is why we'll call it a day. This is why we're going to cut it for today. But the beautiful thing is, Bethel is reachable, and he is on social media at Bethel Onyemechi, so you can always connect with him. and glean from all of the value that he shares on his social media platforms. But this is what we call it a day. Don't forget to connect with us. Don't forget to connect with Rooted and Robust Podcast on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. All right, people, I will come your way again next week. Of course, you know how we do it. I'll be here with another guest and we'll be sharing something of value. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful week, people. Keep growing. Keep building those meaningful connections. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.